I believe in personal fans. I believe in the kind of fans that I had to have in my bed at night because the room I was sleeping in had no ceiling fans to keep me cool. I believe in fans that often fall off your bed and crash to the floor, waking myself and everyone else in the room up with a loud clatter. Fans that barely do a sufficient job of keeping me cool in the summer, in the middle of summer in a third world country. The summer before my sophomore year, I went to Belize on a mission trip with my church. Belize is a tourist and luxury country on the outside, but as I traveled into the depths of the bushes, I discovered the poverty beyond belief that the natives lived in. Since this was a mission trip and the goal was to spread God's love to the children everywhere, my job was to do a vacation Bible school at the location where I was staying and at a nearby village. As I traveled around Belize, I discovered that even though the conditions we were living in were minimal, it was way more than most of the families in the area had. Most of the families lived in what was called the bushes, which is barely more than a one-room hut in the grass. Seeing this, I was very humbled and had sympathy for the families. However, I knew that they knew no different and were very content with their lifestyles. My experience really opened my eyes to new cultures and ways of living. I came to a new understanding about how spoiled and selfish I really am. Throughout the trip, cell phones were strictly off limits. I realized that my dependence to my CrackBerry was unnecessary. When I first learned of that rule, I thought there was no way I could go 9 days without my cell phone. By the end of the week, I forgot about it and was embarrassed by wanting to have it at first. When I returned to America, I continued to feel selfish and even embarrassed about how much I had compared to the Belizeans. To this day, when I act spoiled, I ground myself by remembering my experiences in Belize. Often I complain about my brother and the things that he gets, or find things wrong with everything that I have. I have to remind myself that while I have my own car, some of the kids in Belize don't even have shoes to walk to where they're going in. I am grateful for my eye-opening experience there. The fact that the Belizeans have practically nothing but still are very happy people made me think about how much I really need in this world. I believe in personal fans. I believe that the way I lived in Belize is the way that I should live my life more often. I believe that everyone should visit a third world country to truly understand the realities of the world and see how great this country is. Yes, America has poverty, but no, it is incomparable to what I saw. It took everything that I had away from me to realize what I had.
Okay, go ahead and take out all of your earlier drafts of your This I Believe essays and staple those to the back. I want your final copy on top.